Welcome to Around Our Schools, a monthly interview that helps us better understand educational opportunities in Clatsop County. I am Sarah Meyer. Margaret Firmeth makes it all happen. Today, John Graves, the director for the federally funded TRIO programs and the 6 weeks Upward Bound Summer Academy, shares those amazing services for our youth. These programs are based at Clatsop Community College and serve students in Astoria, Warrenton, Napa, and Seaside schools. Welcome, John Graves. Tell us about yourself and how you came to Clatsop Community College.
Good morning. I grew up in New England and went to college on the coast of Maine and commercial fish for lobsters and sea urchins for 2 years after college. During that time, I got frustrated with the fishing regulations in Maine and decided to get a master's degree in marine resource management and oceanography, and came to graduate school at Oregon State University. My first job after OSU was in Astoria, Oregon at Crest, and then I started working at the Mertz facility when they opened in 1996. And I did oceanography work, environmental education, and natural resource work for about 15 years here in Astoria in the Lower Columbia River and near shore ocean area. During that time, Astoria High School started a girls soccer program and they had more students try out than coaches. And I became a volunteer junior varsity soccer coach for the girls soccer program. And I coached girls soccer at Astoria for 4 years while working full time at Mertz. And I realized I just love the energy of high school students. I love working with high school students. I love the drama and how fresh and real life was with them. And I actually started applying for a degree to get a teaching certificate to be a science teacher in our local schools so I could be embedded in the high schools more. At that point, Clatsop Community College Talent Search Program had an opening where they required a master's degree in education or counseling, and I figured a master's degree in oceanography was close enough. I was able to talk myself into the job and started here at Clatsop in the summer of 2006, and have been working with high school students since then and just absolutely love it.
Were the students that drew you to the TRIO program?
It absolutely was, yes. It was the soccer-playing high school students at Astoria High School. And while I love the Lower Columbia River estuary and I love being out on the water, I thought I could give more to the community working with students. And it's been just a phenomenal 15, 16 years since I started, yes.
On an aside, does that swim and soccer mean that you have a daughter?
Yes, I have a daughter and a son. My daughter, Ani, is 26, and my son, Tim, is 24, yes.
Wow. Well, these two grants that we're looking at are federal grants, and I hear that there are three grants that you're going to tell me a little bit about.
Right. The TRIO programs are U.S. Department of Education grant programs that started in the Johnson administration in 1965 as part of the War on Poverty. And the goal of the TRIO programs is to help break generational poverty through education. And so Clatsop Community College has three TRIO grants. One, Student Support Services, which works with 160 Clatsop Community College students that helps those students get through college successfully and then transfer to four-year schools. And then two pre-college programs, Talent Search and Upward Bound. And so I work with the Talent Search and Upward Bound programs here at Clatsop, working in the local high schools.
So we've had these 5 years renewal grants since 1992 or in 1993, and that does tell me that they do their job. So tell me about the staff and how much money is involved.
Absolutely. As you said, Clatsop Community College has had these grants for quite some time. They were just as you said, first written in the early 90s. Currently, there are six full-time people working with the Talent Search and Upward Bound team and one half-time person. Talent Search has 372,000 and Upward Bound has $353,000 per year for 5 years. So it's over the 5 year grant cycle, it's about $3.6 million that is coming into Clatsop County through these federal grants. And we have staff that are in our local schools pretty much full time. Each grant is slightly different, but they both work with students that are from families that are either low-income families or the parents don't have a four-year bachelor's degree. So they're considered first-generation college students. And really the goal of both Talent Search and Upward Bound is to help students successfully get through high school and enter college with financial aid and scholarship. But one thing I will say is that when people think of college or university, it's often kind of the ivy-clad halls of Oregon State University or University of Oregon, but college is also welding certificates and automotive programs and nursing programs and medical assisting. And so there's a lot of different flavors of college that we help students think about and get through, and so we really work very closely with each individual student about what their goals are.
Sounds like a lot of exciting work with young people. So Talent Search is for what age group, and where do you find those students, and who's... Tell me about Talent Search.
Absolutely. Talent Search is the slightly bigger grant, money-wise, and we work with 671 students in four different school districts. So in Talent Search, we're at Napa, Astoria, Warrenton, and Seaside school districts, and we work with 6th through 12th graders. The middle school Talent Search program is really built around information dissemination and helping students think that college might be possible in the future. And so we're in the middle schools about one day a week, usually talking with classrooms and making classroom presentations to students, just talking about different careers and what education is needed for those different careers. One of the things that has happened over the last couple decades is that colleges require 3 years of mathematics through Algebra 2 or higher. And so most middle school students need to be on a math track where they can start Algebra 1 in ninth grade. And so one of the things we do is really work with students and also the school staff to make sure that students are taking the right math classes and are succeeding in math.
My understanding is that math today is not like math that I understood back in my school days.
Without a doubt. And so the for Talent Search and Upward Bound, we do have staff that are in the local high schools, and really the majority of the work is with high school students, and about half our time each year is with the current group of seniors, because the seniors are the students, the high school seniors are the students who have a lot of hoops to jump through to get into college. They've got to do their FAFSA, so their financial aid applications. They've have to do an Oregon Promise application. There's so many scholarships, and there's just each different school has different applications and different requirements for what needs to happen to apply and then get into the school.
So are those Talent Search staff acting almost as counselors in the school?
And they are their career college advisors, and so yes, they have a caseload of students, and they work somewhat like counselors. And in Talent Search especially, we kind of think of our students kind of as different thirds. So one third of the caseload is going to be super engaged and wanting a lot of attention and seeing our counselors almost every week or every other week. One third of the students just want information. So they want to know when the FAFSA is due, what's the website, here's some scholarship information, and they take it from there. And the last third are students who are either so busy they don't have time for us, or just are barely making it to school and don't have time for us for all kinds of different reasons. And so one third of the students we see and we serve, but we don't have super tight relationships with. But it really is about building relationships with students and being a person that students can trust.
Why is that program needed in our public schools?
Because the students here in Clatsop County and really across the country really need all the help they can get, especially after the couple years of pandemic that we've been through. There's just a lot of social and emotional issues in our, I'd say, K through 12 schools. We are not in the lower grades, but we do hear about it from our teachers. And high school students, I think probably all of us, but high school students can really thrive with mentors. And that's really one of the things that we do. Our staff are people who are in our students' corner. And it's amazing just how little things can really help, like saying, hey, how was your math test yesterday? Or did you get that English paper turned in? Or want me to read your history paper? And just checking in with students, even if it's just a hi in the hallway and you did a great job on that soccer game yesterday. It's those little things that show students that we are there and that we care about them just is remarkable. And I've had students that I really didn't think I did really anything for come back 2 years after college and say, look, I would not be at University of Oregon without you. And I was like, you did all the work. I didn't do anything. And they were like, no, you just were there. You were somebody in my corner and you provided that support that I did not have at home. Because when parents have not graduated from college, they don't know how complicated the whole college going process is. And so our staff is able to help students get through college and also really talk about student loans. And that's something that I am terrified of, huge student loans. However, if you want to go to a four-year college, you're going to have, almost everybody's going to have to take out at least $20,000 of loans. And I'm super comfortable with a $20,000 loan. I'm not comfortable with a $30,000 loan or anything over $25,000. It is just setting you up with way too high of a payment over the long run. And so we work with students super closely on that. And one of the great things with Oregon is we have the Oregon Promise, where if you have a 2.0 high school GPA, which, let's face it, that means showing up to school most days and turning in most things. Just about any of us can get a 2.0 GPA in our high schools. So if you show up to high school most of the time, you basically get almost free community college here in Oregon. And that is just really a great place to start, whether it's here at Clatsop or at another community college within Oregon.
So that would be 2 years of virtually all of your tuition and books, or just tuition paid?
Just tuition. It's just tuition and most of the fees. All of our local high schools have phenomenal scholarship programs. And so with Oregon Promise and then some small local scholarships, almost all the Town Search and Upper Bound students get the first 2 years of community college free. And a majority of them actually are paid money, somewhere between $1,000 and $3,000 per year to come to school to help. They're paid, but it's really to help with books and help with gasoline and living expenses.
That sounds like there is no excuse not to go on, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, there are lots of excuses not to, but absolutely, finance and money is not a reason not to start college.
Now tell me about Upward Bound and why it works.
And so Upward Bound, it's the same demographics of students. So it's the students that are from low-income families or potential first-generation college student families. But there's only 73 students in Upward Bound in Clatsop County. And Upward Bound is only in Astoria, Warrenton, and Seaside High Schools. And it's really, it's the elite program. And so a lot of students will start in middle school in Talent Search, and maybe you're in Talent Search in ninth grade, but they want more services or they have a greater need. And so Upward Bound meets with students every single week, and then there's a 6-week summer academy. And so there's basically a 6-week summer school here at Clatsop Community College. And so the goal is the same. We help Upward Bound students get through high school successfully and into college with financial aid and scholarships, but Upward Bound is more intensive.
So how do students get from Talent Search to Upward Bound? Do you select them? Do they select you?
They select, and for both Talent Search and Upward Bound, it's student selected. We make presentations in classrooms. We talk about field trips we go on. We talk about the services we provide, and then students have to actually apply. It's a federal grant program, so there's a lot of paperwork. You know, that's just the bottom line with federal grants. But with students coming into Upward Bound, probably I'd say about 70 or 80% of the students were in Talent Search first, but they wanted that weekly contact with our advisors that are in the high schools just about full time. And so the students saying, I want to move into Upward Bound. The 6-week summer academy, a lot of students are like, oh, summer school. But the reality is that once the end of July is coming and Upward Bound Summer Academy is ending, almost always students are begging us to continue into August. They're like, this has been the best summer of my life. And so there is learning involved and there is academics, and it is also a lot of fun. And we really ensure that it's a positive experience. And so really the main difference between Talent Search and Upward Bound is that students meet with advisors weekly in Upward Bound. There's a 6-week summer academy, and we can pay students a small stipend based on their grades. And so students get basically a check every semester based on their goals.
So tell me about summer academy.
Upward Bound Summer Academy is a 6-week program that starts usually the week after school gets out, and it's from 8:30 to 3, Monday through Friday, here at Clatsop Community College. And this summer we're required, the federal government requires us to have instruction in English, math, foreign language, and science. This summer, I'm super excited. Our foreign language is going to be Chinook Wawa, which is the native language that was spoken here in Clatsop County and Pacific and Wakayakum counties. There's a professor at Lane Community College who teaches Chinook Wawa at Lane, and she's going to Zoom in and also be here in person to teach Chinook Wawa to our students. And kind of along with that, we're taking most of our field trips to Lewis and Clark National Historic Park this summer and doing a lot of work, a lot of field trips around the Chinook Nation and learning about the First Peoples here in the Lower Columbia River. We also do 6 weeks of math. Math is the subject that our high school students do worse on in standardized testing. So Clatsop County students, and really students across Oregon, do not do very well on the state testing in math. And so we do have 6 weeks of math for Upper Bound Summer Academy. And so there, in the morning there's classes, and the afternoons we have community service project groups where students are out and about in the community. We're doing a class on art and the outdoors. We're doing a class on wilderness survival and environmental science, and also another one on storytelling and how to tell your story and the story of your family. And again, there's academics involved, and we make sure it's a lot of fun. And we serve breakfast here at the Clatsop, at the Bandit Cafe here at Clatsop Community College, and also lunch. So there's a hot breakfast and hot lunch every day. And every Friday is a field trip. So every Friday, the community college here is closed on Friday, so we're not allowed to be on campus. And so we do a field trip every Friday. We're gonna go see a play at the Coaster Theater one day. We're going, there's a ropes course up on the Long Beach Peninsula that we're going to for team building, and then three field trips at Fort Clatsop. It's going to be a super, super summer academy. And I will say the most exciting part, this is year five of a five-year grant. So we're spending down the rest of our money. And the last week of Upper Bound Summer Academy, we're going to spend a week in Olympic National Park with a group called Nature Bridge, doing a week of environmental science and hiking in Olympic National Park. So we're living on Crescent Lake and little cabins that were built in the 1930s, and basically having a week-long intensive environmental science program where we'll be hiking and learning every day. And super excited about that.
I want to go back to school.
I know, right?
So of those Upward Bound Summer Academy students, are they almost all then going to be graduates the following year? Do you have
The Upward Bound Summer Academy is for students who are going into 10th, 11th, or 12th grade. And so they've just finished 9th, 10th, or 11th grade. And it's kind of evenly divided. Grade-wise, so they're from, one of the great things is they're from three different school districts, they're in three different grades, and the students really don't know each other coming into Upper Bound Summer Academy, and lifelong friendships just bloom out of the Upper Bound Summer Academy. And one of the things I haven't mentioned, Talent Search and Upper Bound share field trips, so every 3 weeks we go on a field trip to a different college or university in Oregon or Washington. We go to University of Oregon. That's 5 hours on the trip, 5 hours on the bus there, 5 hours on the bus back. By the end of the bus ride, each school is all intermixed with all the other schools, and students are talking and chatting and laughing and sharing contact information. It's so exciting to see high school students meet other high school students from different places in the county. And so that's really exciting.
So if you have an Upward Bound student, is he or she going to be more inclined to be a graduate and on to college than a student that is just in the school systems, the public school systems?
Great question. We, over the last 11 years, Talent Search and Upper Bound has graduated 98% of our high school students on time in 4 years. I don't have our local high school information right in front of me, but we are not graduating 98% of our students. So our students do graduate at a much higher rate. Is that Talent Search and Upper Bound? Do we get credit for that? I would like to say yes. The reality is the students are self-selecting. So we are getting students who want to go to college that are in Talent Search and Upper Bound. So they're a little bit more motivated, I would say. I will say that over 80% of our students start college right after right after high school. And so that is, Clatsop County in general is about between 50 and 56% of students start college right after high school. And so we're a lot more of our students start college right after high school. We do have to track students for 6 years after they graduate high school to see if they graduate college. And we're at about between 38 to 40% of our students get either a 2-year associate's degree or a 4-year bachelor's degree. In Clatsop County in general, according to the U.S. Census, 24.5% of the adult population has a bachelor's degree. So we're much higher than the general population. There's a young man, Ray Goikechea. We told him he could go to college, and he had no concept that he could go to college. He was getting C's and D's in high in middle school, didn't care about middle school at all. And when we told him that he could go to college and gave him a book about colleges, he started getting A's and went on to Willamette University, and then went on and got a master's degree and is just absolutely thriving now. And while we didn't do any of that work, it was just telling him that, yes, you can go to college. You can get enough money to go to college. And just giving a little bit of a push like that, it just really can change lives. It's phenomenal seeing students graduate high school, and that it's that graduation season right now, and students come back every single year showing me their graduation pictures from college. I have a student who's just starting a PhD program at University of Hawaii.
Fantastic. Well, I know we're almost out of time. I really want to thank you, John Graves, our director of the TRIO programs and a real supporter for student success. And then I want to really quickly share a student opportunity that's happening this summer, because we have 26 employers in Clatsop County that are offering paid internships. There are 59 students that will be able to explore and learn about work in fields as diverse as automotive, real estate, law, government, and healthcare. The program is called Clatsop Works, and Misty Bateman is a coordinator. The opportunities for internships have grown from 11 sites in 2018 to 26 this summer. In addition to placement, the students will get help with ethics of work. Employers know how important a willing and trained employee is to the success of any business and want to offer these internships to our youth. Thank you to those businesses, to Cedar and the Small Business Development Center for making Clatsop Works a real cooperative opportunity for students. And Margaret, can we have some graduation happenings at Clatsop?
It's a really exciting week coming up. On June 16th, we have the nursing pinning, which is a time when nurses are honored for all of the work and the completion of the nursing program. And then on June 17th, right here on campus, we will be having our CCC graduation starting at 4 p.m. The exciting thing this year is that GED student graduates will be included, as well as the CCC graduates with certificates and degree. And Sheila Rowley will be our commencement speaker. So it's going to be fun.
Thank you. We've heard today that there's lots of support for our youth. Thank you, John Graves, for your dedication and enthusiasm. Thank you, Margaret and UKMUN listeners, for supporting our schools and their programs. This is Sarah Meyer, and we'll be back on July 12th.